Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And boy, what a piece we were listening to this morning, Alan, on the BBC about Vladimir Putin, who we're hearing this morning is up to some nuclear gamesmanship.
Yeah, look, David, this is very, very serious. We're reading news today that is not happy news. One is a major study that shows that the aquifers in this country are emptying out at an alarming rate and that water is disappearing. Water is the staff of life for everybody in this world. Without it, you become Mars, which apparently did have water once and should be a lesson to all of us about conservation and everything we're doing. The Putin news is equally disturbing because now we see this guy who has shown that he is loath to back off in any situation has decided to play the nuclear card and is expanding in his nuclear arsenal and truly believes, according to some observers, that the West has been impinging on what is naturally Russian and thinks that when the Estonians and everybody else have been recruited by the West, they are saying, of course, these states are saying no, they got into NATO because they asked to get into NATO and because they wanted protection. But the fact is that when you get a guy like Putin, who is always trying to figure out how far he can push without being called back on it, and now has his hand on a nuclear button, that is very, very alarming.
Sounding the alarm of a presidential run, or is he? Donald Trump yesterday says he is this time going to run for president.
Well, he may run. He is disturbing to many people in the Republican Party because they see him, first of all, as a clown, you know, that he says things that are meant to incite. He's a birther. He has talked about how Obama, you know, isn't really an American and has pushed the party over to that far right side. He has unlimited amounts of money. We're reading now that he has at least $9 billion of his own personal money. He says, yes, I'm rich. And many Americans will respond to that. So Trump is in. How he affects the mix is anybody's business. But of course, if he spends enough and he gets to be one of those top 10 candidates and he gets into the debates, there will be havoc amongst the Republicans. So to me, Jeb Bush is still the guy that he has to beat. And Bush may, in fact, be made more acceptable by the entrance of Trump into the fray.
State police in northern New York in Dannemora, where two convicted murderers escaped from prison 12 days into the search. State police planning to expand their search beyond the 16-square-mile woods, saying that rain has been washing away any scent dogs might find and interfering with thermal imaging devices being used to detect body heat. They could be anywhere.
They sure could be anywhere. And the idea that you're spending $1 million a day to look for them in a defined area when it looks more and more like they could be anywhere, as you say, is extraordinary. If they got a ride, if they were able to get out of the area, if they had an accomplice, which certainly is looking more and more likely to me now, there is no question that they could be on a beach in Italy. They could be anywhere in this world. And when the state police says they are confident that they'll get them, me too. I think in this age, you know, it's very hard to elude police authority. But it may take quite some time. And in the meantime, there are going to be a lot of very worried people who are getting up in the middle of the night every time the dog barks.
Speaking of time, how much more time until the end of session? Today is the deadline, but New York lawmakers still far apart on the dueling proposals to renew the rent regulations that covered more than 2 million tenants in New York City and also a lucrative tax break for real estate developers.
And also, David, you can add one more thing to that potpourri, and that is that Cuomo and some of his allies want to be able to get a tax break for sending the kids to parochial schools or giving money to parochial schools. They've also, of course, thrown in public schools and private schools, but it's really all about parochial schools. And the state has a tradition of not doing that. Cuomo, for whatever his reasons, has decided that this is an alliance he can make with church leaders, and he is doing so with a passion. It is being rejected by the New York State Assembly, who are holding strong, which is why you're not seeing progress. But one thing you did see progress on is West Side legislator Linda Rosenthal was able to put a bill through, which is now on the governor's desk, which will allow people to bring their dogs into the outside portions of restaurants. I'm all for it.